For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Divisional round episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. I'm your host, Derek. How you guys doing? I'm okay. A little stressed out. Why? Well, because I've been killing myself literally all week over these divisional games. I have consumed so much NFL. I don't know if I overdid it or not. I really don't. I watched so much Game Pass, especially after going 2-4 last week, which was just unacceptable. Pissed me off. Wasn't seeing it. I really think that the Cowboys game just clouded my vision on everything. I think I was a little over-focused on that Cowboys game, and my other pick suffered because of it. No excuses. I'm just, you know, I wasn't seeing it last week, which is frustrating because obviously I had a great season. Last year in the playoffs, I saw it perfectly. Last year's playoffs were so easy to me. I breezed right through it. This year, fast forward, go wild card, go 2-4. Yikes. You come up on the divisional round, and it's like, oh my God. These games, these matchups, these numbers are tight. I'm still picking all four games. I'm finishing out this season. Again, 2-4. Record reset when we hit the playoffs. I started out 2-4. I got to make that up this week. I don't have a Wendy's contestant this week. I may or may not have fudged up a little bit with giving away too many prizes. Some of it may have had to come out of my company's pocket a little bit, but whatever. I'm working on a prize for next week. Listen, that's just, don't worry about that. I'm just explaining why I don't have a contestant for this week. I'm pretty sure it'll be back next week, okay? But this week, you'll just have to deal with my four picks. I'm just being honest where I'm at. I went 2-4 last week, okay? That's where I'm at. What Bill Parcells say, you are what your record is. Right now, I'm 2-4. And this week's games, not gonna lie, scare me. I have literally, in each game, went back and forth about which side I'm on each game, all four of them, starting with the Bengals-Titans all the way to Bills-Chiefs on Sunday night. We got two games on Saturday. We got two games on Sunday. I am determined to finish this season on a high note. Determined, okay? I've had too good of a season to come to the playoffs and shit the bed. I'm not the Dallas Cowboys. I'm the Degenerate Derek Podcast, and this podcast gives out winners. Last week, I got a little bit of that Cowboys rub where I didn't show up in the playoffs. Luckily, I get to move on to the next round, though, okay? I get to try again. Obviously, still reeling from that Cowboys loss. I'm not going to run from it. I got a ton of DMs. Obviously, it was all just letting me have it about the Cowboys, which I deserved. When you're that vocal about one way or the other, when you come up short, you got to get it. I did. Hand up. It was just mostly memes and shit, which is fine. But shout out to you guys. I saw you. I replied to some of you. Made sure I read most of them. Got the business over the Cowboys game all week last week. Listened to Jerry Jones finally did an interview with the radio station there in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. If you want to go listen to it, if you're a Cowboys fan, I thought it was pretty good. It was just really, he's not oblivious to where his mistakes are. Not going to be super surprised if McCarthy's fired. I think Jerry is in disbelief that he put together the team he did, and that's what McCarthy did with it. I don't blame him. That team was so underprepared. It was McCarthy said that he thought the Cowboys looked a little nervous before that game. Charles Haley said that the Hall of Famer Charles Haley said, if a team's nervous, it's because you didn't do a good job of preparing them. And I couldn't agree with Charles Haley more. That's where we're at with the state of the Cowboys. We're shit. Even a week later, I still feel the same. Still disgusted that we lost. I even watched that game back. The 49ers beat our ass. Watching that game back, the 49ers got a team full of goons. They really do. They got men on that team. And in the playoffs, that's the team that can beat up on you. The bigger, badder, tougher team is going to beat the team that has the skill and fast. And the team that is winning in the trenches, they do it with ease. And that was kind of what the 49ers did. been all week trying to figure out that game. But first, we're going to start out, though. We're going to go in order. First games first. That's the Titans and the Bengals. Bengals getting their first playoff win in about a billion years against the Raiders last week. Traveled to Tennessee to take on the number one seed in the AFC, the Titans, who just announced today that Derrick Henry will be in action. Titans are favored by 3.5. Over under in that game is 47.5, if that's something that interests you. Again, like I said, I literally went back and forth on, I picked both sides on every game. I really have. I made a case like, of course, in the divisional round, right? Of course. Wild card weekend is usually better than it was. Divisional round weekend, you know, it's always good. Well, not always, but these matchups look great. I got to stick with the Titans. I think the Titans are a tough, gritty team that have won a bunch of games this year that they shouldn't have due to their injuries. Now that they're getting back healthy, I think Bengals are well overmatched when it comes to coaching, especially with Vrabel. I think he's going to have these boys ready. They're going to come in. The Bengals are ecstatic over that win last week. I don't want to say that Joe Burrow is going to be a Super Bowl champion one day, because that would then mean probably that the Bengals were Super Bowl champions. I don't know how that's going to happen, but Joe Burrow is going to be that dude. He is that dude. He's, you know, he's got it. Whatever it is, he's got it. But I do think they come up a little short against Tennessee when it's all said and done. I like Tennessee to kind of handle this game. I think Tennessee will be the biggest blowout of the weekend, but I don't even know how big of a blowout. I just think all the games are going to be close. If there was a biggest winner of the weekend, it'd probably be Tennessee. I think maybe they win this game by like 10. So I'm going to take the -3.5. I'm going to take the number one seed, go out on a limb. But I do think that it's one of those things where the Bengals are still really young and, you know, they got a playoff win under their belt. It's not, they don't look like one of those teams that is going to make a run. I just don't see the Bengals in the AFC championship. Okay. That's what it comes down to. Do I like the hook? No. Would I have rather taken this game at Tennessee -3? Yes. But I'm not a pussy. All right. The number is -3.5 at time of recording. And I'm going to take the Titans -3.5 because that's what men do. Next game, 49ers, Green Bay, Saturday night in Lambeau. Going to be about 4 degrees. Literally, I think it's 4 degrees. Green Bay -5.5, number one seed in the NFC. I have determined, Green Bay favored by 6. I have determined that I'm going to take the 49ers +6. I think this is a close game. I've said that the 49ers aren't good. The reason that I think that, I think it's obviously because of Jimmy G. I don't believe in Jimmy G. I think when the ball's in his hands, it's over. Fortunately, I don't think that the 49ers are going to have to really put the ball in his hands. I think they could do enough in the run game. I think they can get the ball to Kittle in some situations. And I think that San Francisco defense can get after Rodgers. The amount of pressure, Cowboys don't have, like, offensive line did not play good for the Cowboys. Of course, they got beat up. They got beat. But I think a lot of that has to do with just the 49ers defensive line can beat up a lot of offensive lines. And I think the 49ers can make this an ugly enough game to keep it within the 6 points. Green Bay, I think, wins this game. I just don't see Jimmy G beating Aaron Rodgers at this point. I know the 49ers have had success against the Packers in the playoffs. But in Lambeau, with the season Aaron's had with that team, I do think Green Bay wins this game. But I'm going 49ers +6, so I could give two shits if Green Bay loses. I just need San Francisco to cover the 6. I think they make this a game. I think it's a classic. And I'm going to take the 49ers +6. Moving on, Sunday. Two games on Sunday. First, we start off with at 2 o'clock, Central Time, of course. You got Rams traveling to the Bucks. Bucks are -2.5. Bucks took care of the Eagles last week. And the Rams, obviously, we all saw what they did to Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. That one hurt. I like Kyler Murray. I really do. He's fun. And I've, you know, he was dominating high school football when I worked in Dallas for a little bit. And so, like, I saw that kid be a star. That kid is a star. But Rams were way too much for the Cardinals last week. Way too much. Kyler obviously played terrible, but, you know, that whole Cardinals team just got beat up from top to bottom at every aspect of the game, out-coached, out-played, out everything. Rams looked awesome. Rams looked awesome. As you, if you've listened to the podcast all year, I've not, you know, been a big Rams guy, but I give them their credit. They showed up Monday, and they took care of business against a team that had beat them in that building that year. Now they're going to take on Tom Brady. This is one of those ones where the matchup tells you it's the Rams. It does. Everything about you tell, you know, no Antonio Brown, no Godwin. There is some injuries that happened last week to one of Tom Brady's tackles. I forget the guy's name, but that offensive line has been awesome all year. When that guy got hurt and his replacement came in, it was Tom Brady started getting hit, got sacked a few times. We obviously all saw what the Rams defensive line did to the Cardinals. I get that. I see it too. I'm not an idiot. I just have a hard time saying that Matthew Stafford beats Tom Brady in a divisional round playoff game after Stafford just got his first ever playoff win. First ever. And now he's going to go on the road and beat the defending Super Bowl champs. He's going to beat the quarterback that has more playoff wins than anybody. I like the Bucs here, -2.5, strictly because of Brady. That's what it comes down to. Everything else points you to the Rams. I agree. I see it. I just can't pick Stafford at +2.5 against Brady. I can't. Because obviously if you're picking the Rams at +2.5, you're picking you think they're going to beat the Bucs. I just don't see it. So in my brain just can't make that happen. So I'm going to go Bucs -2.5 in the early game on Sunday. Last game, fourth and final divisional round game to see who goes to the AFC championship game. Buffalo Bills traveling to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 2. I'm going Bills. You know, talked about the Bills quite a bit last part of the season. What Josh Allen has done is incredible. I think what that team's doing is, I think that team's well coached. They're playing well. The Chiefs, they have been solid since October. They haven't been what the Chiefs were. They're winning in different ways. I agree. And they're 13-5. Impressive. Can't take it away from them, okay? You just can't. Chiefs have took, since like October, they've taken care of business. I'm throwing the Bills game out against the Patriots last week out. Not even, you know, I'm not going to say that has anything to do with my reasoning here. I'm going with my gut. I think the Bills, I just see the Bills and the Titans playing in the AFC title game. I see the Chiefs. It feels like a year where the Chiefs get knocked out before the AFC title game. It just does. The way the Chiefs have kind of, you know, lollygagged through the season, if you will. It just feels like it's a divisional round exit for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going to go Bills +2. Those are my picks. Those are the four divisional games. That's where I'm at. Again, I've been very honest all year. Each week going into it, how do I feel? I'm picking the games, but how do I truly feel about it? Because I got no reason to lie or overcompensate or sell something. I'm not selling anything. I'm literally just, you know, this is a podcast where I give you what my picks are. So the weeks that I felt it, I've told you, and the weeks that I'm just, I just told you I've went back and forth on all four of these games. I really have. So that's where I'm at, but those are my picks. Those are the bets that I'm placing right now. Again, that's Titans -3.5. That's San Francisco +6. That's Tampa Bay -2.5, and that is the Bills +2. Those are my four divisional round games. I wish you guys the best of luck this season or this weekend. I will recap all this Monday, and then we will get ready for conference championship week. Again, shout out. Thank you for all the support all year. You guys are the best. Honestly, I couldn't thank you enough. I'll be back on Monday. All right, let's get rid of this 2-4 wild card weekend. Let's go 4-0 this weekend. Best of luck. I'll see you Monday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.